Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Frank W.
show. So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, tomorrow I'm doing a show about, I'm going to do a recipe. I'm not going to tell you what the recipe is, but tomorrow I'm going to do a show with a recipe. I haven't done a show, with a recipe in a while. And as I was thinking this morning, I said, man, I need to do a show with a recipe. I haven't did that in a long time. So tomorrow I'm going to give you a great, great recipe that you can cook for you and your family. And believe me, when I put these recipes out there, it's good stuff. Okay? It's good stuff. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Seems like we've got another great day on our hands as far as weather goes. It's going to be in the mid to upper 80s during the day today. Yesterday got a bit cloudy, and I thought it was going to rain, but it never did rain as far as I knew. But it got a little cloudy yesterday, but I don't know if it ever rained, but it did get a little cloudy. But today looks like a beautiful day with big puffy white clouds and blue skies. So no rain in sight so far. Now, on yesterday, I know I talked about maybe not. Yesterday I talked about I was going to do a show on the guy from the Iraqi war that went into D.C. and killed about 12 people. But I was not able to do a whole lot of research on that, so I don't want to give you guys any bad information. So I decided not to do a show on that, but instead I thought about I talked to people about buying things that we don't need, okay? I know I've got a lot of the younger generation listeners on the show, a lot of young people that listen to the show, and I want to let you guys know that when you buy things that you don't need, you know, things get a little hairy later on down the road when you really need something and you can't buy it because you bought something before that you didn't need. Now you don't have the money to buy something that you need. Y'all with me? Did you follow me on that one? Okay, when you buy something that you need, when you buy something that you don't need, then a little while down the road, when you do need something, but now you can't buy it because you don't have the money to buy it, because earlier you bought something that you didn't need with the money that you need now to buy something that you need. I know that's just how I am. I go through things like this sometimes, or I go through things that way sometimes, but I think you guys understand what I'm talking about. Buying things that we don't need, okay? Something else that I see a lot of the younger people doing is, you know, when you buy these tennis shoes, these expensive tennis shoes. I call them expensive because when I was growing up, as I got in high school and playing high school basketball at the high school, I needed basketball shoes. Then a very expensive pair of basketball shoes cost maybe $70, $75. And I know what you're thinking. If I could pay $75 for a pair of Air Jordans right now, man, I'd have a bunch of them. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about right now. Buying things that we don't need. See, when I was playing in high school, I needed those shoes to play. I didn't get the ones that I wanted because my mom said, I'm not paying $75 for a pair of shoes for you to run around in. Okay? That was her thinking. All right? But she did buy me a pair of $60 shoes to play in, which was fine. And of course, you know, I had no problems with that as far as shoes and something going wrong with the shoes, anything like that. They were perfectly good basketball shoes. No problem. Okay? And I think I wore those same shoes for probably almost 2 years. You know, as far as I bought them, played ball in them, and then after the season, I still wore the shoes to school or wherever I could because there were no problems with them. They were fine. Now, the next year of basketball season, I got me a new pair, I believe. But she always said, I will never buy you a pair of $100 tennis shoes. And as time goes on, as time went on, they got more and more expensive. Okay? They got more and more expensive. Now, these shoes are upwards of $200. You're talking about $180, $200, maybe even a little more than $200 now for a pair of tennis shoes. And you don't need those shoes because you've already got 5 pair of Jordans in your closet already that you don't wear. I know that because my kids do that. You know, my kids have shoes that barely, the soles on them are barely worn. And they want more or a different pair. Just because they've seen a different pair that they like that someone else was wearing. See, those are things that you don't need. You know, when you buy things that you don't need, then later on down the road, like I said, when you need something, you don't have the money for it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Weigh in on this topic. Now, let's take it to the extreme. Okay? Let's take it to the extreme. You went out and bought, and I don't want to pick on the women here, but this is what I'm going to say. You went out and bought, let's say, 2 dresses, all right? You went out and bought 2 dresses. And dress, I don't know what dresses cost. I'm going to use this, I'm going to just throw out a number here. You paid $300 for 2 dresses. I don't know if that's expensive or not, but you paid $300 for 2 dresses. Okay? And I'm talking about maybe single women right here. So you paid $300 for 2 dresses, and then as you were driving home or the next day, you took your car in for service. And now you find out that you need your transmission to be flushed. You know, know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing some stuff out here. You need your transmission to be flushed, and you need two front tires, which is going to cost you a little bit over $400. Now, hey, you don't have that money, or you don't have $300 of that $400, because yesterday you spent $300 on those two dresses that you didn't need, because you got dresses in the closet. I guarantee you, you do. You have dresses in your closet that you can wear with no problem. I don't understand when you talk about going, okay, I'm invited. You say, I'm invited to this weekend. I'm invited to a birthday party this weekend, okay? But I'm not going to go out and buy a new pair of shoes or a new pair of pants or a new shirt or a new blazer or whatever to go to this birthday party. I've got shirts, I've got blazers, I've got pants, I've got shoes in my closet right now that are perfectly fine. Why would I go out and buy new stuff just for this party? That's something that gets under my skin with the other sex, okay? Women have to go out and buy a new pair of shoes, a new dress, a new hat, or whatever. You with me? Simply because they're invited to a party this weekend. They're invited to a wedding this weekend. Oh, I'm going to Patricia's wedding, so I got to go out and buy me a new dress to wear to the wedding. Why? You don't need a new dress. You have perfectly good dresses in your closet that if you wore one of them last week to church, and there's going to be some church members there, wear something different. I guarantee you that your church member does not know the dress that you wore to church 3 Sundays ago. Y'all with me? But that blows my mind when people have to buy something new to wear to an event. When we know that ladies, and some guys too, have probably 40, 30, 20 pairs of shoes in their closet right now. I've asked this question before to some ladies. How many pairs of shoes are in your closet right now? Just give me an estimate of what you think may be in your closet right now. I mean, I was getting answers from 30 to 50 pairs of shoes in the closet right now. Okay, you got 30 to 50 pairs of shoes in your closet right now. You get invited to a party this weekend. Why go out and buy a new pair of shoes? You've got 50 pair to choose from. Why do we buy things that we don't need? Why do we do that? I think the society has brainwashed us, and I can't fault you for it, because if you watch TV, that's all that's on. After, you know, in between your show, there's commercials selling this and selling that and selling this. Then you get bombarded with magazines coming in the mail. And see, with me, when I get that junk stuff in the mail, I come in the garage and toss it right in the garbage. Boop. I don't need that. Boop. Junk mail. Boop. Junk mail. Boop. Oh, that's a bill. Can't throw that away. Boop. Junk mail. You know, I don't keep that stuff. I throw it out. Because if you keep it, someone in the house is going to look through it and find something that they want. Not need, but that you want. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I know I'm going to get a lot of calls on this, but buy things that you need, not things that you want. Try to be conscious of that. Try to be conscious of buying things on impulse. Okay? When I sent out the message this morning about the show, I immediately got some feedback. I had one guy said that impulse buying is the reason we buy things we don't need. Well, with impulse buying, that's a problem. You know, if you go out to the store, if you go out to the mall to get something, just like at the grocery store, you write your list, things that you need. Why do you think you write a list before you go to the grocery store? Now, some people may not write a list. I don't know. But I try to write a list of things that I need. You with me? I need things that you need from the grocery store. If you're out of sugar, you need sugar. You write sugar on your list. You write flour. You write, you know, some spices. Salt, I need salt. I need some olive oil. I need this. I need that. Those are things that you need. Okay? So you write them down on the list, and you go to the store, and you get them. Right? Now, while you're in the store, while you're in the grocery store, you're getting the things on your list. Okay, but then you see something, always, you see something in the store, in the grocery store, and feel like, yeah, I know it's not on the list. I know Frank gonna be upset when I get home. I know it's not on the list, but I gotta add these. I want some of these, all right? And you put them in your cart. But you didn't stick to the list of things that you need, okay? And that happens. And I've done it. I'm guilty of it. You know, I probably do that every time I go in the grocery store. Because believe you me, believe me, that whenever you go in the grocery store, you left something off your list, and you go down that aisle, and you see it, you know, you pick it up, and you buy it. But, it's not that bad with groceries, okay, because you're gonna eat the groceries, all right, but, you know, things that I'm trying to hit on, or things like, you know, tennis shoes and clothes. You know, people have a real big problem with clothes buying and tennis shoes and things like that. Things that they don't need, but they want. Okay? And then you got the credit card in your pocket, and you want it. You don't have the cash for it, so I use a credit card and get it. Okay, but those two dresses that you use $300 on that credit card for is probably going to cost you twice as much in the long run by buying it on credit card and using all this interest that the credit card company is going to charge you for charging that $300. On their car. So I'm using the extreme here because I kind of want to shock you. But you paid $600 for two dresses instead of $300 for two dresses that you didn't need. Okay, so, and like I said, I'm guilty of doing that. I've done it before, okay, but I'm trying to get better, and that's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to try to get better at that, because if you get better at that, and I'll try to get better myself, if we get better at buying things that we need as opposed to things that we want, and buy the things that we want when we can save the money to pay cash for it and get it, okay, rather than buying things, you know, buy things that you need and paying your cash for the things that you need, okay? Would you rather have a dress in your closet? You know, for the ladies, I'm not going to jump. I'm trying not to jump on the ladies too much. Or men, would you rather have a pair of tennis shoes in your closet that you don't wear? Or would you have, would you rather have that sugar and the spices and the, everything that you need in your pantry? Things that you need in your pantry. Not things that you, those are not things that you need in your closet. Now, wait a minute, am I kind of making sense here? Because I want to make sense, of course, but I want everyone to understand where I'm coming from. And like I said, I'm preaching to the choir here because I'm guilty of that as well. I'm guilty of the same things. But I want us to get better, and I want us to get better together. So if I can help the young people, the middle-aged people, the older people, whomever listening to the show right now, if I can help you with this, and all it is being conscious of spending money, because, you know, America is the worst country in the whole world for saving money. We have these things called credit cards in our pockets, and that don't allow us to save money. You know what? If you have $15,000 in the bank, okay, and you owe $28,000 on 5-6 different credit cards, you know what? You're broke because you're actually about $13,000 in the hole. Because I got $15,000 in the bank. Ah, that's good. But I owe $20,000 on these credit cards I got. You know, and I had them for years and years and years. That balance never seemed to go away. And that's how it happens, because you buy things that you want and not things that you need. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, join me tomorrow. We're going to have a great show, and I hope you guys have a great day at work, and take care of yourselves and your families. Be safe, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care. Yeah.
for you to see. I'm about to go, and behind you'll know for me to stay. I got to be.